The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amador trying to run it down. That's it! They blow for full time! They blow for full time! Atlanta United has pulled the greatest upset in the history of Major League Soccer! They have knocked out Messi! They have knocked out Miami! Atlanta United is going to the conference semifinals!
Biggest.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story in this town had to be the sending home of Lionel Messi in Miami, and joining us right now, I mean, of course, this guy gets all the credit. He's the president and CEO of Atlanta United, and he joins us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Garth Lagerwey. Hey, Garth, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, man. How you doing, Steak?
We're doing awesome, and lots to get to, and what a fact. Listen, we talk about all the time, because I've been doing this a long time, almost 30 years, that sports is the greatest reality show in history. And nothing speaks to that more than what has happened over the last, I don't know, let's just say 4 or 5 weeks with Atlanta United, let alone what happened during the year. You've seen a lot. You've done, you've played and run and done things around teams. But talk about what this run has been like for you and for everybody around the team.
It's been remarkable. It's been amazing. And look, we had a 4% chance of making the playoffs with 2 weeks to go. And we won the last two. People focused on that last day and getting in because we got a video review in our favor in the last 2 minutes of the Orlando game. But even before that, we had to beat Red Bull the week before just to get to that game. And then going on the road in Montreal and then taking Miami over three games. You know, it's incredible. This is why sports is fun. And, you know, after the game, Brad Guzan comes up in the suites in Miami. They're right on field level. And Brad Guzan came over to Arthur Blank and invited him down to the locker room and got to go in there and see the boss celebrating. And that was a lot of fun as well.
When you make decisions about your manager, about the selling of Almada, Caleb Wiley, Giakoumakis, I mean, it looked like, I don't want to say the white flag was up, but that there was a concession that, like, okay, it's time to just flip the switch and regroup and maybe look toward next year. At least that's what you have to think your fans were thinking, or at least we were thinking. In the back of your mind, were you saying, we'll figure this thing out next year, but, you know, who knows?
Look, we were not going to win anything with that group. With the personalities in that locker room and the mentality that we had, we were not going to win any titles, and we knew it. And so we wanted to maximize the resources we could take out of that group, and that's when we moved on from some players. But the goal all along was to make the playoffs. And I've been fortunate in my career, made the playoffs 16 out of 17 seasons, and so certainly thought it was possible. And look, I mean, we got in by the skin of our teeth. Let's not dismiss that. That was a bumpy season for sure, much harder than maybe we thought it was going to be. But at the end of the day, we got in, we got a chance, and now we're taking advantage of it with a group that believes in itself and is much better put together. And that's a real credit to Rob Valentino and his staff, as well as the players.
Why are we better put together, and elaborate on what you mean of that group and their personality prior? We're not going to be able to go very far.
We had some folks that weren't committed to being in Atlanta long term. It's as simple as that. And they were looking for their next move. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of pro sports. There's no emotion behind that. They didn't want to be here long term, and so we needed to get guys here who were committed. And we brought in, most prominently the two guys we brought in the summer. Pedro Amador has been awesome at left back, assist in every single playoff game so far. I think 9 assists overall. And Alexi Marencik, who's been in the top 5 in league in all the chance creation metrics since we signed him. So. Those two guys have made a huge difference in the team, not just in how we play, but in how committed we are. And I think, too, it was getting some other guys to settle in and just understand their roles. And, again, I think Rob's done a good job of simplifying some things where we allowed people to succeed based on clearly defined tasks that we gave them.
President CEO of Atlanta United, Garth Lagerwey, joining us. Rob Valentino running point on this. Is he now become not only a great candidate, which I guess he was anyway, but is he the front runner to get the manager job at Atlanta United?
Well, look, if you can believe it or not, I've actually been in this position before. 2016 Seattle, we appointed an interim manager, and he wound up winning the title, and we hired him as a result of that. So Rob, very much a candidate. He and I just chatted about this yesterday, and certainly a very strong candidate based on what he's been. But right now we have a process, and we're going to keep going through that process. Unfortunately, not just with the GM, but with the head coach, and we're going to put together the best team. We really want to get a GM and a coach that are going to work well together, and we're going to land on those. Those decisions get pushed out so long as we keep winning. And that increases everybody's chances of sticking around. But we need to have people that are going to work together long term, and that's what we'll strive for. But Rob's done an awesome job and really created a sense of belief, and we're really proud of what he's done.
Talking to Garth Lagerwey, President and CEO of Atlanta United. The position of goaltender, something you're very, very familiar with. Can you talk about the hot streak of Brad Guzan? Give people some idea about the onslaught of games 1 and 3 and just how remarkable his run has been. And I don't know, is it like a 3-point shooter that just the basket looks like like enormous, and that's why you get hot? Is that the streak he's on? And give us technically what he's been doing so well.
Sure. Well, look, Miami is plus 30 goal difference at home. So you in MLS, you play 17 home games.
Wow.
So that plus 30, it's almost, they win by almost 2 goals every single game in Miami. And Brad stood on his head, to use the soccer phrase, in both games 1 and 3. Just a remarkable performance, clearly MVP of the series. And rolling back the clock, man, you'd think he was a young man the way he was springing around back there and coming off his line and commanding this area. And, the other thing that just really came into play was his experience. They have literal World Cup winners on the other team and guys that have won Copa America and have done everything with Barcelona. And Brad helped us believe we could beat them. If you watch during the game, the number of times he's jawing with those guys, not backing down, standing up to them, saying, we're not going to take any guff from you guys. We're not going to let you intimidate us. We're not going to let you, complain about calls on the field, that kind of stuff. That stuff matters. And he's a huge visual representation to the team as our captain that this is the attitude and this is Atlanta United. And we're not going away quietly. And again, we were able to pull it off with that resiliency. I mean, coming back, we were down both games we won, we were down, came back, and scored, you know, relatively late goals, and you know, had to withstand a, you know, a 10 minutes of stoppage time in game three to hang in there, and Brad made two saves even in stoppage to get us home.
What'd you do Saturday night after the game?
we did a little dancing and shaking up some beers, and then we flew home and tried to get some sleep. The team flight actually got delayed, unfortunately, coming back. But you know, we got there eventually, and everybody got home, and we got a rest. And this week, is off, and then we come back a week from Sunday and go down to Orlando and do it again.
Explain to listeners why the early rounds are best of three, and now we're in single elimination, which means I believe we don't get another home game and we don't get a longer series. Why is that the format? Because other sports, American sports, we're used to, the series get longer as the playoffs go on.
Yep. Yeah, that's obviously typical for baseball. So, for soccer, the idea is that we're building the sport. We're building the league. And so it's an important part of that is giving more teams potentially that experience of having a home playoff game, a home elimination game in front of their fan base. And so can we create these memories? Can we create these collective moments where everybody gets bought in? And look, for those who are there at game two, I think it would roundly qualify. That was about as cool a soccer, game I've ever been at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I had some other folks tell me, hey, you know, this is what it was like in 2017, 2018, 2019, because the other thing we did stake was, you know, this is the first playoff series we'd won since 2019. So, this is, what we believe is the new foundation. You know, this is going to be the group going forward. We can do this. We believe year in, year out, this is repeatable. And that's what we're building towards. And so that's the format. And then, we're NFL style now, play until you got a winner, the rest of the way. And you got this wonkiness of it's a FIFA international break right now. That's why we're off for this week. And so with that, you almost wind up having phase one of the playoffs, which we just finished. And then we're going to roll into phase two, which is, the best teams playing win or go home. So that should be a lot of fun, man. It's been a really dramatic playoff series. In the East, one, two, and three seeds are out. So anything can happen.
Wow. Garth Lagerwey, finishing with the president and CEO. Can you confirm or deny that you and Arthur Blank have had your Apple TV subscription taken away, given the fact that you knocked out Lionel Messi and the whole world? And they, like, don't try to watch one of those Apple shows tonight. I understand you're out. You're persona non grata on that whole deal.
Hey, look, the best message I got, Stake, was they will remain nameless, but it's someone who owns another MLS team, and they sent me a message and said, "Who are you paying to start your car for the next couple of days?"
So, yeah, I was gonna say this was not in the script of and especially with the international numbers. I think they said game one or two is the highest international MLS audience of
game
all
one.
Time. Game one, highest all time, right?
It was the highest. It was the highest for any sporting event in Apple's history.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, you screwed that one pretty good, buddy. Hey, listen, congratulations. It's amazing in a sports town like Atlanta, Atlanta United has been front and center, or certainly up there with, hey, we're in college and pro football season, so it takes a lot, and it takes beating the best player in the world in one of the biggest upsets ever. So congratulations. Great story.
Thank you, man. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to keep going. Three more to go.
All right, bud. Thank you. Garth Lagerwey.
You got to win this thing.
You got to do it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.